Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Did you just say he'd be our best winger? He's better than Neto.
Garnacho's not a better player than Pedro Neto.
No, yeah, Neto. No. Even Sancho.
What are you talking about? Worst shout I've ever heard. You should be
That's
subbed.
Horrible.
Hey, Loomis. That's the worst shout I've ever heard in my life.
It starts for you, look.
That's bad. You panicked, didn't it?
No, I don't rate your wingers.
He's not better than Neto, though.
He is.
He's not better than Pedro Neto.
He's better than Neto.
Not.
Bro, Garnacho is one of the worst young players.
Oh, wow.
No, he's one of the worst young players that are highly rated. Like, you know, in and around the names that he's around, like, you think, like, what are you here?
But he could become good.
Nah, like, he's a good player.
It's unpredictable as well. He could become
really
good. He could equally end up playing for Ibear in a couple of years.
He had a ponytail and he wore 18. I'll never forget that. And I was just like, yeah. And then I saw him 4 years later. I'm older.
That's the guy.
Do you remember them ones there? That's the guy. There's no internet.
Baggio 7.
Baggio 7.
Remember Baggio free kick game on your phone?
Yeah, I do.
Remember that?
Yeah, you put it back, yeah.
That's so good. You had a Baggio magic kicks.
On your phone?
On the early phones, though.
You need a phone first.
Early phone.
Yeah, straight.
No, I'm on about the earliest phone you can think of. It had the Baggio free kicks game. Remember that?
I was a criminal. When the first phone dropped, I was a criminal.
Sorry, crowd. You just come into us and I'm with the Sorry, guys. Let me just let the crowd know the elder statesman of YouTube. We're just doing the whole when I came into football stuff. So what were you lot saying?
Yeah, don't say you lot.
All right, cool. I'll speak.
Oh, that makes a change.
No, I'm just saying because everyone got scared. I'm just saying like my first ever like football favorite was Roberto Baggio and Romario.
Rory just like, have we started?
That's how I gave you the side that.
I shout out Rory, man.
Wait, yeah, Romario was my one, I'd say.
Oh, nine for me, man. Because we had Channel 4 as well.
That shows me when you got into football around 96, 97, 98. Yeah, that shows me.
I was up because I was 89, so I was about 5, 6 when he was coming through.
Yeah, see it there? So when someone under 30 says Pavel Nedved was mad cold.
I didn't say that. I'm not saying you're under 30 though.
But I'm just saying when they do. Still,
I know exactly what Loons is doing.
No, I'm just saying
who's he getting at?
I know.
I'm saying anyone.
Obviously, you're not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'll just hook then.
Bro, I saw
the quote tweet. I know what you're talking about. What are you trying here?
I'm talking about anyone under 30.
Okay.
So, do you support ageism in football?
Yes, I do.
What does that mean?
You
do.
If you're not there,
so you don't want to chat to youngers. Like you didn't see if.
No, I want to chat to
them. It's not that I don't want to. It's very hard. Like, I wouldn't go and talk to someone about discotheque. Like
you weren't there.
I wasn't there when they were driving and all of that. Like
I would be like the war.
What?
It's like Platini or Keegan, isn't it? Like when Keegan won a Ballon d'Or. I don't know if he deserved it or not. I just read that he won it and presumed that he won it. And
I know what Loons is referring to is there was a conversation on Twitter about when Nedved won the Ballon d'Or over Henri.
Yeah.
And that's a time that I remember very prominently. And I can say he
didn't deserve it.
Like everyone knows he didn't deserve it. So years later, for it to be a conversation, that's why he has this sort of ageism thing, because someone wanted to say that.
So why can't I say that?
The thing was of that whole conversation was he started it with, I remember. And that's what I'm like, you remember? I don't even remember like that. I remember. But I don't remember.
No, but
do you
know? Can I say something? No.
Why can't I remember?
Yeah.
You can't.
Why can't you remember?
Yeah.
All right, because at 8, you was playing with figurines. Going,
is it you?
No, it's not me, but I think I'm the same age as him. So why can't I remember?
He's probably playing with figurines going.
I remember that.
Or sent to bed.
You ever played Sabutio?
What the hell is that?
You can't talk about them.
You if you didn't play Sabutio, you can't. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Maybe he has. Maybe he has.
You can't chat
are
about
you
him.
That young? No Sabutio?
Yeah, God's blessed me, man.
Wow. You're the internet generation, bro. Oh,
shut the f*** up.
He didn't want to say the F. He didn't want to say the F.
And before we continue, God hasn't blessed you. You're unlucky that you missed the 90s, mate.
Trust me. Calling you, man. Ballers.
Yeah, but you told me you was getting chased by...
NFs. Yeah, it's true. Hey, I gave me character. And quick Twitch fibers. I'll be honest with you. But listen.
Oh my God, we got Northwest on the panel still.
Yeah.
They're always finding their way. Northwest 6, though. I think on the first Northwest 6.
Yeah, it's true.
There's
it's
a
true.
Lot of Northwest 10.
No, it's Northwest 10 a lot. Because my Northwest 10 is too big.
Where's Northwest 6 though?
Northwest 6, Kilburn.
It's a Kilburn. Oh,
Kilburn, bro.
Kill and burn in the Killing. Same name.
Kilburn.
You win. Yeah. They won't kill you and burn you. Yeah. You win, man.
Kilburn.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rory.
Yes. Thank you. An honor. Thank you for having me. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, Rory.
Is your first time, Roz?
No. Do you know what? It's not. I did it like years ago, like probably a decade ago. Like,
is it?
Yeah, genuinely 100%. A decade ago.
And then we got the repeat offender. It's Adam Mokola.
Come on!
AKA,
Adam! AKA?
The club.
The club?
The club. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Listen, we had an episode planned, but that's gone out the window.
Yeah, man.
Completely, bro.
We walked into breaking news.
Breaking news. Dun 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 dun.
What's that? Isn't that Super Mario?
Yeah,
that
it was. Yeah. Swing your head from side to side.
He was about in the 90s.
That could be Street Fighter Challenger as well.
Oh, okay.
Yep. All right.
Oh, you got dressed for the news, innit?
Yo.
Flipping that.
You got
fun.
Dressed for Rory as well.
That's my hero. That is my hero. Thank you very much.
He's coming West Ham.
Who did I say should go back to Man U?
He's coming West Ham.
Is he?
I reckon he goes
that'd
Everton.
Be good business, you know.
He goes Everton.
You don't want that, bro. No.
Yeah, you want that.
No, you don't want
you
that.
Want that.
This is crazy because obviously the breaking news is that Erik ten Hag has been sacked finally, right? Ad. So you just lost the manager?
Me too.
Oh yeah. Oh damn.
You wear West Ham kits, man. You don't count, man. You wear West Ham kits, you don't count.
I worked for them.
Okay.
Fucking 4 years ago and you're still wearing them.
Yeah, because I was close, isn't it?
But you've had a manager that you once disliked, yeah. Mourinho.
Yeah.
You've disliked this.
I like him again now, but I'm just saying you don't want him at your club.
When are you going to get behind the manager? Pause.
I've always been behind.
Who's the manager you was most behind since Fergie?
Ollie,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, because I just love that guy, bro. Like I say, bro, I love that guy, bro.
He was just
like,
happy, innit?
I don't know, man. Something about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And I think right now, we kind of overlook what he had some good achievements. Like, you look at our away record in the league, I think it was like 29 games unbeaten away from home. Mm. Like, we'd die for that now.
Ain't every manager that's came since Fergie had an achievement, though? Maybe it's at Moyes. They've all won a cup or they've won something.
Ollie didn't win nothing.
Ollie didn't win nothing, yeah.
But he got top four?
He finished second.
Second.
Yeah, that's winning time, man. Modern day, that's winning something. I know everyone says they won you don't get a parade.
Yeah, but not for Man United. The standards are different at United, aren't
they? Yeah, yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah. No, but he's saying that because he finished second for like 4 years in a row.
You die for that, though.
I don't know about die. Nah.
Some would argue, though, we're taking the time out at the right time.
Nah.
Because even if we were good, we wouldn't have won that.
I wouldn't replace second for
ninth
out of the top four and a cup. I wouldn't do that. Every year.
Really?
No, I wouldn't.
Cup's better than the top.
No. That's old school. That's old school Lula.
They're just saying, hey, mate, you don't want to talk to millennials a minute ago.
imagine Real Madrid, yeah? Real Madrid. Go on. This is Man United are you England's Real Madrid per se.
Oh,
yeah?
Thank you.
Right? Per se, no. Yeah, massive club.
Per se.
Stadium.
You never said per se. Yeah, it's not because Rory. It's because Rory's here saying per se. We've got Europe, innit? Per se.
But imagine a Real Madrid manager finishing eighth with the Copa del Rey and the Spanish Cup.
Is he that's going mad.
Is he keeping his job? No.
No.
Yeah, but Real Madrid's thing's different. You know their whole thing is completely different. But sticking with Man United, then by your statement just now, then Man United really finished eighth last season, won the FA Cup, and then they've got no manager in coming to November. Like, why didn't they just do it out of curiosity? Why do you think they've done it now? Why didn't they just do it in December?
I don't think they did it then because if you look at the people that are brought in to make footballing decisions,
yeah,
like Berardi and all that, none of them were in place until July.
Okay.
So I think probably Jim Ratcliffe and that have gone, he's just won the FA Cup. Let's give him some time and let the football guys come in to make the footballing decisions. I don't think they wanted that decision on their own head, especially after he just won the cup.
The stinker for me is Tuchel getting a job and then sacking him. As a stinker.
But don't you think those negotiations and situations are like kind of sorted out way before we get it? So they might have even thought, well, let's get Tuchel. But then Tuchel said, no, I'm in talks with England or something like that. So then they just said, we're not going to be able to.
I think it's all happening anyway. Quicker than it used to happen. But I've got some stats here. Erik ten Hag.
What?
Ten mugs.
ETH, man.
All right, cut this one in. But I got some stats here. Erik ten Hag, appointed in 2022, fired 2024, obviously. Two consecutive worst ever starts to a season. Do you reckon that's what's done it?
It's the worst. Not only that, is 1 year without a win in Europe.
Yeah. What?
How many months was
over
it?
Over a year without a win in
How many months? Is a year?
It's over. What's it? He said it was over.
No, it was a year.
Oh.
Over, yeah, 12, 13 months. It was a year like a week ago.
This stinks, man.
He said over a year.
Hey, for me, I thought he was gone. The 7-0. Yeah, that was a bad Liverpool team as well, yeah. 7-0.
All right, man.
Yeah.
You support Liverpool.
No, but 7-0.
Did you see Gary Neville's face? I've never seen, he was broken.
He was lying on all sorts that day. Remember when he started lying about Bruno Fernandes? Yeah, yeah. He's just started lying for no reason.
But it's even got worse than that now. It's even got worse. Like, you know, before Man United were sort of knocking on the door to qualify for the Champions League, and every now and again they get battered by Liverpool or City. Now they might not even finish in the top half of the league. Like, they're 14th in the league. They're 24th in the Europa League table.
Crazy.
24th?
23rd. I got it wrong. He's annoyed with me because he's 21st.
21 is coming, I told you. 21.
I don't understand the whole, like, Ten Hag, there's just games I'm just like, how did you get there? Because even if you talk about that Liverpool game, it was 1-0 at half time.
I know.
What did you say to them brothers at half time?
That's what we told him to.
Him as well. His in-games tactics and changes and substitutions are baffling. There was that one game where he changed our centre-halves. Just brought Maguire and Evans on and it was like...
That's what I said. I tweeted
what's
it.
What's going on?
Never in football do you change your centre-halves. Unless there's injury. Why would you do that?
He's been there, 2 years, right?
Two and a bit, yeah.
Did he have a style of play?
I think he did have a style.
And people what was go, it?
We didn't have a style of play because it wasn't a successful, identifiable style of play. But our style of play was...
We had one, but it weren't identifiable.
No, and it was bad.
Rory's killed him.
Our style of play is get everyone going forward. Like, we had Diogo Dalo popping up in midfield. We had all this, and that left us open. Last year, we were going, is Casemiro finished? And actually, yes, he might be towards the end of his career, but it's probably the style of play because no matter who played in midfield, there was big gaps around him. Just this season alone, Lisandro Martinez looked trash. And I think the manager isn't helping him because he tells Dalo to go forward. Then Martinez has got all this space here.
To fill out.
Like
Butcher's look vegan this year,
isn't
it?
What he wants us to do, but it leaves us
Do you know what's killed him though? I know it's this and that, but what's actually killed him is the signings.
Yeah.
It's the signings to a man.
His own signings.
They're all pony.
Like, how can you bring in Ugarte? Is that his name? Ugarte. But he doesn't play.
Play like 5 minutes in the league.
Like, I don't understand. Like, surely the people at the top are looking at that saying, we've give you money. Surely the people at the top are looking at that saying, we've give you money to get these players. You spent $500 million and they're not playing in your biggest game. Like, it doesn't make sense. So yeah, he had to go for me.
Even like you see things like Amad Diallo, who's been...
Baller.
Why are you not playing him?
Yeah. Also, for what he does, like, he brings that spark, that creativity, that excitement. It's exactly what Man United need, and he's not getting any games.
Right, so, non-United fans, don't kick us while we're down.
Okay.
Put your normal heads on. Who do we appoint?
Me.
Huh?
No, what? Appoint you. You stole a bus, bro.
No, I'm asking you. You're asking me on camera.
Yeah, non-United fans. Oh.
Man, clotheslined you, bro. The Van Persie life.
You're mentioning the bus. Hello?
You stole a bus.
Yeah.
What, double decker?
Yeah. I crashed it into Woolworths as well, man.
Did you stop to pick people up?
I was trying to pick up all the man them and get down to an after
party. Did you get away with it?
No, I got you know, like the doors on the outside. So when I crashed, it's like jammed up.
Stuck in there.
Everyone ran off and left me. Like,
should've used the fire exit, bro.
I was in.
Wait, pause. Don't say everyone ran off and left me. Why did you steal the bus? The moment you said it was an idea, I've run off and left you.
Oh.
And then how long, did you go to prison for that one?
No, I was a kid.
How old were you?
Like 15.
You knew how to drive
what
the
number,
bus.
What number bus?
I've been driving since I was 14, man. I had a G pass before I had my full license.
I thought you said a Jeep.
A G pass.
A Jeep.
Right, so you just stop. You just put on
bus?
A deep
what
voice.
What bus? What number?
38.
Oh, Walthamstow. Leytonstone. Leighton to Walthamstow.
No, it's like Mare Street and that. It's the open back bus, isn't it? 38.
Okay.
You jump on the back.
Oh, that bus. And you got stuck.
And the outside, isn't it? The driver's door is on the outside of the
buses.
Yeah.
You took it from the station.
Yeah.
Well, so you couldn't have gone to the back and jumped over.
There's no go to the back because when you're in, you get in from
there's
the outside.
There's a side door on the side.
If you get in from the outside, everyone gets in from the, you know what I'm saying?
And you jump at the back of the bus to get on. In fairness, I haven't heard one reason why he shouldn't be the next Man United manager so far.
Yeah, exactly.
This is all you fine. He tried to steal a bus for the parade that you're not going to have. Park the bus.
Who I'd get? I'd seriously think about going to Jamaica and trying to get Steve McLaren. He knows the club inside out.
All right,
Steve
poet.
McLaren. One sec, I'm going to give you my three. Steve McLaren.
Three?
Kieran Richardson.
Kieran what? Richardson.
I want to see some diversity. I want some diversity in the league, bro.
Who else?
Or Rooney.
All right, poet, go on.
Rooney, bro. Oh, get Rooney. You know what I mean?
Poet, be serious. You're Ineos right now.
I would just leave Rooney in charge for a while, man. Just leave Rude in charge.
Kill another legend, please.
I would say leaving Rude in charge, see what happens until the end of the season.
I don't like legends managing our club.
Kill another one.
I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer wasn't that bad though. When you take a look at what's happened in and around him, he's probably one of the people that you were kind of happy with.
I only like him now because he's gone.
But maybe it's a you lot problem. Maybe you lot got to start taking a look at your club and say, you're not the Ferguson era. So right now it's about progression.
How is this our fault?
Because you lot expectations are too high. Like your chest
our expectations are where they should be.
So then, why would you upset if Ole Gunnar? Oh, wait, pause. If that's the case, why would you upset if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer? Because I saw you lot on Twitter.
Our expectations have been probably lowered too far. Like we just give managers too much time. Like even me, I'm talking about myself here. Like really, I should be like, yo, get the as soon as you lost 7-0 against Liverpool, you should have been
gone.
See you later, bro.
Was that in his first season?
Yeah.
Nah, he shouldn't be gone.
Should have top four.
Then we got beat 5-0 last season. We lost 4-0 against Palace, bro. Mateta never even untucked his shirt.
I know.
Banging in goals.
He didn't even untuck his shirt.
Mateta is...
You see?
No, they're like Rodri just...
Yeah, he's conceded 3 goals over 25 times. Do it clean.
Over 25 times? How long was he there? 2 seasons?
Do it clean.
I think it's more than Fergie did as well. Isn't it?
I just got a stat.
Oh, we're doing it again.
Skepta.
He's conceded 3+ goals 25 times.
God damn.
It's interesting about the standards though at United. Like, you know other elite clubs, Real Madrid, you win the Champions League, you go. If you're not good enough, you go. It doesn't matter what happens. Manchester United, they do kind of pride themselves on like persevering managers, sticking with a manager.
Because Fergie was at the start, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's where it comes from. Yeah. Because we've been scarred by a guy having a flag saying Ta-ra Fergie and that. And even like, remember Fergie going, your job now is to stand by your manager everywhere. All right, I guess we're going to stand by David Moyes then, isn't it?
Not everyone, everyone weren't thinking, oh, all right, we'll guess. Everyone was like, Moyes there. That's how you lot all were.
For a little while as well.
We think managers can always turn it around when the reality is probably not the case.
Ten Hag's Premier League record was 85 played, 144, drew 14, lost 27, scored 123 and conceded 112.
So that's about a 50% win record.
That's not bad.
Second best.
That's a Crystal Palace.
Can I say, that is the second best of any manager since Ferguson.
But one sec, 76 games in 2 seasons, right? 38, 76.
Good maths.
Let's say, that's basically 76, right? You lost 27 games. That's losing 13 games a season.
That is
Jesus
mad.
Christ.
Look at his face.
Chat to him about the mass. Chat to him about the mass.
You can't lose 13 games a season.
Oh, that's mental.
And it's, you know, it's not just about you losing. It's 27 losses is crazy. But when you take a look at the manner of the way in which Man United
there's
have been
heavy
beaten,
losses
at their ground, away from Spurs the other day, like it's getting to the point where you don't even say nothing. I remember when you lost 6-1 and Harry Kane had a field day, and I was like, this is embarrassing. When you lost the other day and Kulusevski's moving like he's playing Barnet, I wasn't even like, I was just like, yeah, this is what it is for Manchester United. So I think a little bit of consistency.
Also, our goal difference is always negative.
Yeah,
terrible.
I'm surprised it's plus there.
Do you remember the year where we were stuck on 0?
Say that again,
the year we were stuck on -1.
Yeah. We only got a plus towards the end of last season.
So, you don't like the stadium, like obviously the Theatre of Dreams in that, yeah? Forget even the standard of it, because I don't care, innit, yeah? But I'm saying there, does the first team sit in the away training room? Because it's not your yard, bro. Like, I've seen teams like, you know, like when Brentford went there. Like,
yeah.
And Bueno and... Everyone
comes and gets their first win there.
Bro!
It's like they haven't won since Fergie. It's like, here you go.
And it's like every time I feel like I tune in, you lose. So I always
then
like
stop watching us. Then stop watching us.
But you know one thing I always find interesting? When I watch the manager in the post-match interview, if I don't feel inspired or feel like he looks like he knows what he's talking about, I'm like, why would... Not to say I'm the... But no one's seen... Everyone's unified in saying this guy talked... And it's just like, why does anyone then believe that this is the guy that should stay here if everyone can watch television and go, he's talking shit? Do you reckon them players in the change room are saying he's talking sense?
I think a big part of it is personality, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. He might have the coaching ability, he might have the tactical ability, but I think personality is a big thing. Like, being able to manage the expectations of United and even just saying the right things. Like, all he keeps talking about two trophies,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
We're eighth in the league. What did he say? He went... Last season, we turned it around.
Yeah.
We didn't turn it around. We finished eighth.
Adam Akola, his dad was super rich. He's born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Why do you reckon he loves these trophies? As long as he gets some silverware, it's just reminiscent of his childhood. This stinks.
There's
he
a
needs
big
to
point.
Go.
There's a big point that I remember hearing at the start of this, and that was he can't do well without Mark Overmars. But that was blocked, him getting Mark Overmars, because Mark Overmars was facing what he was facing. But apparently them two work amazing together, and that was his missing link.
And he never had that at the start.
A manager can't be a top manager because he ain't got his...
No, but
no,
his
I think the point
he's
trying to make, the structure wasn't there. That's why we ended up relying on him making decisions about signings. That's how you end up with Anthony. We end up with Anthony and Casemiro for 140 mil because the board were going to go, let's buy Arnautovic and Rabiot. And then the manager
Rabiot's
went,
better than
hold on
Casemiro.
A minute. I know two guys that I'll bring in.
No, Casemiro was not like
I'll
that, though. Casemiro might have been the third choice. It might have been the first. Who was the first person you were pursuing? De Jong?
De Jong.
You were going
Frankie
for De Jong.
Then it would turn to Rabiot.
Then it turned to Rabiot. And, then,
and so then we lost against Brentford and it became Casemiro Anthony.
Yeah, but the Casemiro one, I won't go mad because it's like clearly the Man United had a plan. They were trying to get Frankie De Jong, which would have been a great signing. Rabiot might have been better than Casemiro. If it's the third choice and it's like, and you still need to fill that position, I'm not going to, Liverpool signed Endo. I'm not going to go mad. But you see the Anthony one. That's the one that's a problem for me. That's the signing that's meant to come in. You haven't really got
after
reliable
signing
wingers.
Jadon Sancho.
Bro, you've got the winger situation wrong
Sancho,
so many times.
Sancho, Garnacho, Ahmad, and Rashford. And then you sign Anthony.
Anthony, at the time, we loved that signing, though. Everyone around the Prem, everyone loved it through rap football, no?
Felt like a lot of money, man. Felt
it
like,
was too
felt
much
like a
money.
Lot of money.
I didn't know. But what I do know is he went and raided the Ajax team that done so well.
It was a sick Ajax team.
It was a sick Ajax, and he missed the best player, bro.
Who? Yeah. Tadic.
Gravenberch.
And Kudus. And how's Kudus not playing for Man United?
Kudus, Gravenberch. There's a few of them he missed.
Mm. Alvarez for me. Alvarez would have been perfect.
At West Ham, oh yeah.
See?
Go on, you say Timber now, go on.
No, but it's true. Like, think about the ones he took
no,
from there.
Man United didn't sign Timber, you know? Just for us.
Think about the ones he didn't take from there, bro.
Rory, who would you appoint?
I think they need to just go for someone with like real prestige. Like, you know, it's all very well going like someone that knows Man United or whatever. I just think that they need to do away with that and just get somebody. Like, basically, if you've won a Champions League, they should talk to you.
Okay.
I reckon that's the level that they need to operate at.
Nah, man. Because you've got to take a look at the situation. Because you're going to get a Champions League winning manager for a side like Man City when they can't win it and they've won everything else. And it's like, that's
all
the
right,
final thing.
Somebody just prestigious then.
You need someone with character, bro. You need a big character to go into the changing room. And I don't know who that is in the
Zidane.
World of football. But you need, exactly. Zidane's a World Cup, but I wouldn't get Zidane. You need a big man that comes in and goes, boys, this is what it is. Get over yourselves. If you want to move forward, we're going to have to put in some work and start telling them some reality.
Oh, that's what you said in the filthy... That's what you said in the filthy chat that day, man.
Come on, man. Come on.
It's a mess they've missed out on.
Rooney.
Mess.
Rooney might be the guy.
when I watch him on their podcast, he talks sense about Man United.
However good he is, there's a punt there. Man United can't take another risk. They got to try...
But everything's a risk because there's no obvious tapping at the moment.
Nagelsmann.
They went for big. They went like for it. Big. They went for big. Ten Hag was big. He Champions League semi-finalist. Hey, just missed that. He was. Ooh. He just beat Real Madrid en route.
He was what?
He was a big gaffer. Oh. Yeah. So don't worry about all that. Yeah, I thought there was none of that here, man. No worries, man.
You started it.
Is the Eredivisie a strong enough template to be?
I say no, that's why. But cool. Look, we
I
got,
think that's unfair.
But we got slot in it,
okay,
yeah?
Okay.
But we didn't get slot for because he was dominating the Eredivisie. We got him because we liked how he played football.
Yeah.
We liked how his team got on the pitch.
See the Ajax side?
Kicked.
The Ajax side that you took Ten Hag from, I remember watching them against Chelsea, fam. Mm. And they were like 4-1 up and it goes 4-4. And then you take a look at that same Ajax side against Spurs. 2-0 up. And I was like, these guys love conceding goals, you know?
3-0 up.
Like, that's 7 goals against English sides in 2 games. And then you take a look at the defensive record right now and you go, well, this is clearly a consistency in that area.
Donut shape, man. The formation is just massive. That's why Casemiro looked like a headless chicken last year. He's trying to put out all these fires everywhere, and now he just looks
mad. That's why everyone was blaming him against Liverpool. It weren't his fault.
Talking of the Eredivisie, do you think?
Don't let's hang on. I like that. Maino under the bus.
I love that. let's stick with that.
He tried to make it me throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Tried to make me throw him under the bus.
Eredivisie.
No, he started it. Don't worry.
What?
Oh, you started it.
What?
Eredivisie.
The Eredivisie.
I like it. Love you know it. What? Eredivisie. Let's go with it. I'm going with it.
But obviously, Ruud van Nistelrooy has come from there. So you're now going to, the manager you got now that you're looking at, which by the way, I think that's been a whole setup. They've maneuvered this. Substitute.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're making a sub. Not even, no warm up. Just
no warm up.
No warm up.
Straight through the door, you know.
We've got an injury.
Sub.
We got some more proper Chelsea now.
Schultz, you know, what's going on, man?
No, he's a man that doesn't.
Come, mate.
Let's get
in.
Let's get in.
Oh, straight in. Hello, boys.
What's happening, Dan?
What's happening, mate?
Rude's in charge.
Oh, Rude's meaty, you know.
Hey, stop. This is what I was saying.
Meaty. He's got worse. Mm. United have got worse since he became striking coach.
He's not just a striking coach, though, is he?
He's assistant coach.
And as I say, he comes from the Dutch league. Has he got good enough credentials?
I don't know if he's a better. I don't think he's a better coach than Ten Hag. I don't.
He's not.
I think you can say that. But the one thing he might have, which Ten Hag didn't, is the personality to just act like a Man United manager. But we can't be appointing him if we wins 5 games. We can't go here as a judge.
The thing is, I look at how he was as a player.
He's a
I'm not sure how much you could teach that. He just basically sat in a 6-yard box.
No, he didn't. Don't do that.
No, but
he's been
quite good with like Jarrod Bramford.
Don't do that. Van Nistelrooy was elite.
Don't try to disrespect him like that.
You love that whole era.
Yeah, Van Nistelrooy, George Rush. Who the hell was George Rush?
Ian. No, you're talking about Ian Rush's brother. George Rush.
George Rush.
George Bush, you know.
I had an epiphany, by the way. I don't like football right now. Like, overall. And I think it's because players aren't bold anymore.
Bold?
No, it's gone. Guardiola's done that, though. You're not allowed to be a maverick. That's why Cole...
he's done about hair.
Oh, bold. Oh, we meant bold.
Well, like Cambiaso.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Guardiola's done that as well.
You had a couple. Amrabat.
Oh, come on.
Hold on, who's the ball players?
No, but exactly.
But there's no ball people in the world anymore. There's no ball TV presenters. Everyone's got hair.
I think Mbeumo's the best bald player in the world. That's a great noise.
Are we counting I made a point. Man that's been Turkey though? Because they're
bald.
Well, this is the problem. This is the problem. Be a man, take it off.
All right, wait. Who is who's bald in the Prem? Only defenders, right? There's got to be a couple
which,
of defenders.
Which defender?
Defenders used to be bald.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, but right now, there's no balds.
No, there must be.
There is.
But there's no balls. This is a societal problem. There's not enough balls in the world. Everybody's cheating.
Mateta.
Let's do a ball team.
He's bald by choice. He's BBC.
Yeah, I'm really worried for United. You know, I didn't realise quite how bad it was.
I love it, man.
Because they are like really bad.
What would you do if he was Ineos?
Who would you?
I don't like, you know, I don't like this. I don't like hiding behind companies.
What would you do as Dan? What would you do as Dan?
Ratcliffe.
Yeah, that's class.
He's got a minority.
Bro, stop making it technical. What would you do if you were the top man and you, yeah, and you had to employ the next guy?
Well, we already know what Dan would do if Uffman. Uffman.
What?
Woo!
What?
If Uffman do it first, if we go first, he would go. So we know what he would do.
All right, cool. What managers are there? I would have said, if I knew this was coming, and I would have known this was coming, I would not have let Tuchel
Go to England. Yeah.
In England.
You don't want to give it to Tuchel.
100%. Bro, yeah. It's the best choice out of the options available.
That's without searching, man. That's just all the names that are there in that pool.
Well, Sebastian Hoeneß is doing all right in Germany. But it's like, how all right are you? Like, you took a team from the bottom to mid, like, sixth.
Amorim?
Like Thomas Frank.
Ruben Amorim?
Yeah.
I remember there was a stage on Twitter. I swear you was all behind it, the Michael Carrick train.
Michael Carrick.
What did that mean?
No, you have said that.
How did he say it? He's lying.
Michael Carrick train, man. 100%. You're doing all right, man.
I said Michael Carrick from definitely. My United manager.
What does your heart tell you now?
By the way, I jumped in front of a bullet for you earlier. You know? you just threw me under the bus.
What does your heart tell you now? Who would you appoint?
Bro, just let's go sing Rue Van Nistelrooy, tra-la-la-la, and enjoy the next month. And then we'll talk about
enjoy.
It.
Enjoy! You got us. We're coming to Old Trafford.
You thought I had it. You know that.
You think you're going to do the new manager bounce on us? We're about to put the nail in the coffin. I actually think
what coffin? The coffin's gone.
Are you getting buried in sheets?
This is perfect. This is a perfect segue.
No, perfect. That coffin's gone, bro. So there's a whole new dead body.
Wait, Loons. Since you've been gone, Kelly Clarkson. Since you've been gone, what happens is
we need to talk about the white songs that you know.
Well, I'm just about to teach him how to do that when I go to talk, and you just cut me in.
Sorry, brother. Sorry,
he just cut you in.
He's struggling, but cool.
Since you've been gone,
when I say hey, that brings it nicely, that means I'm going to do a transition. Boop, stop talking. Obviously, yeah, it's cool. Just letting you know. But talking of Chelsea, Man United Chelsea this weekend. How are we feeling? Because you said you don't want them to be, they're not going to do the whole bounce back new manager thing. Is that a possibility?
They're not going to do that. Not to us. Nah, this version of Chelsea is the best version I've seen for a minute. We can't defend.
At all. At all.
But do you know what we could do? We can just like play.
Yeah,
I think Caicedo has arrived, you know. I think Caicedo has arrived.
Yep.
Who?
Caicedo.
He's here.
Yeah.
He's been here for ages. He was here from last season, you know. Just no one.
Lavia's here, you know.
I went and watched. I watched West Ham Chelsea last week or 2 weeks ago. The triangles, the passing in midfield. But what I noticed the most was Caicedo. How he wins back the ball and he keeps going. But even when he gives the ball away, because he wants the ball all the time. And he helps Chelsea out a lot when he wants the ball all the time as well. So sometimes he gives it away. He does give it away or he gets caught on it. But what a performance, man. What a performance.
I think he's off the ball, the best midfielder in the Prem.
Unbelievable.
That's why I say, back to you lot, shouldn't go for a big gaffer because... You lot should go, look at the transformation they're going through.
But he's not a big gaffer.
Exactly. They didn't get a big gaffer.
Oh, no, I thought you said we should go for a big gaffer.
No, you shouldn't.
So we should go for whoever wins championship?
No, just go for someone that's got an identity that plays a specific way.
If Man United appointed Thomas Frank, what would you say?
I don't think
because that kind of fits that profile.
I don't think you've got Brentford type of players. I don't think your team was going to run like that.
Yo, this is where we're at, you know.
No, but what I mean is you ain't got the runners like that. So you've got a, it's like I'd go like, honestly, yeah, that's Simone Inzaghi and those type of gaffers.
United's
Ruben Amorim.
The players, I think, were even worse than the coach, by the way. No. I think you've got a bad squad.
It's his squad.
I think your squad's done.
I think they're at 2-3 signings from okay, man.
Now you look at the forward players we got to choose from. I know we got young strikers, but Hoyland is a decent young striker. He's not bad.
Do you know what it is? I had to go through this, the decent stuff. And then after a while, you got to wake up and realize, hold on, we're meant to be Man United.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think Garnacho would be your best winger.
Where, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Garnacho wouldn't get on our team.
Are you joking me?
What are you talking about?
I swear that. I'm not joking.
Garnacho's poor.
Garnacho be nowhere near Chelsea's first.
I think, honestly, Noni, bye. Honestly, I'm not joking.
What?
Yeah.
Noni?
I'm not joking.
By the way, I had this debate yesterday on Twitter and it was a clean sweep. So I went to West Ham.
So you beat everyone on Twitter?
No one's ever done that, by the way.
It's clean sweep, clean sweep. It was, because the argument was Garnacho or Kudus. Everyone said Kudus.
Of course, yeah, but Kudus is, but yeah. Garnacho's meaty.
So he won. I'm just saying, no one rates Garnacho like you just do.
Did you just say he'd be our best winger? He's so not, better than Neto.
Garnacho's not a better player than Pedro Neto.
No, Neto. Even Sancho.
Then what are you talking about? Worst shout I've ever heard. You should be
That's
subbed.
Horrible.
Hey, Loomis. This, that's the worst shout I've ever
Honestly,
heard in my
I think
life.
It starts for you, look.
That's bad. You panicked, didn't it?
No, I don't rate your wingers.
He's not better than Neto, though.
He is.
He's not better than Pedro Neto. He's not.
Bro, Garnacho is one of the worst young players.
Oh, wow.
Nah. Yeah.
No, he's one of the worst young players that are highly rated. Like, you know, in and around the names that he's around, like, you think, like, what are you here?
But he could become good.
Nah, like, he's a good player.
It's unpredictable as well. He could become really good. He could equally end up playing for Iber in a couple of years.
Yes. Go down. Adnan Yanazai, wow. Adnan Yanazai.
I think we missed his point, you know. I think he's saying Madueke and them like.
What?
Madueke is a better player than Garnacho.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not.
Noni's cold, bro.
Hey, Noni's cold, bro. Levels, it's a bit like Mudryk, Garnacho. Ability wise,
there you go.
Compare that if you want.
Garnacho's better than Mudryk.
Yeah, fine. I agree.
On the strength
but
of
But at least we can have that argument.
Have you not seen his catalogue of goals alone?
All right, he scored the overhead kick. I swear you lost.
Put that away.
I swear you lost.
Put that away.
You didn't win that goal.
We won that game.
Everton.
I remember the games we won because of very few, bro. We won that game. Diary.
Just about.
You can't take that away from
2-1.
3-1.
Garnacho finds it difficult to really beat a man like cleanly. He's always like he's.
What?
Jesus.
You did, yeah. As my friend Lippy said, there's none of that in football. Football is fine in football. But yeah, he finds it hard to beat a man, I think. Misses a lot of chances.
But he scores a lot as well for his age.
He takes a lot of shots.
You see this shot? This for their age. I think that's out the window now.
Yeah, Lamal's here.
They're all young.
Lamal's
They're
here.
All young. Messi was the best player in the world at like 20. Like, I don't think age does it anymore. Primes have gone way lower.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably in your prime at 25. Like 23 now. It's becoming like NFL. You get a 3-year career at the top and then that's it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
This is our 64th meeting, you know, Chelsea and United. And we got 19 wins each, apparently.
How'd you do that?
Where the hell did you get that from?
I just popped it out of nowhere, that, man.
Honestly, my mental calculator is mental.
How many draws is that?
Oh, You're supposed to help me there.
That's 21. 21 draws.
What? Okay, maybe. Cool.
See, look, maybe.
Maybe.
Where is it? 19.
38.
And then there's...
There's an A, there's a letter in your maths now, isn't it?
Hang on.
Bring it to 63. How do you get 63?
Hang on. I don't claim maths is my forte. Yeah, I'm more numbers.
What's your forte? What?
What did you say?
I'm not on the numbers.
I don't claim maths as my
letters,
forte.
Letters.
I'm more numbers.
Letters.
Hey, yo, guys. This guy is all over the shop.
Words. No, but letters, man. I can Sudoku and all that. That's letters, numbers.
Oh, Sudoku.
You mean Scrabble, bro.
Scrabble. But anyway, talking of scrabbling, I want to talk about Cole Palmer. Because he makes defensive scrabble.
Yes.
Scramble.
Yes.
Cole. That's scramble.
He does make them scramble too. He does make them scramble.
Best player in the world, huh?
Best player in the world, you think?
Yeah. Best player in the world at the moment.
No, wait. That's not a bad shout.
Hang on.
What?
Hang on.
Who's
a more informed player right now than Cole Palmer?
Yamal.
Bro, it's there.
Yamal, 17, went to the Bernabeu. 2 assists and a goal. What are we talking about?
Can I say something?
What are we talking about? Top of La Liga.
Hey, whoa.
European champion.
Loonsy.
European champion winner.
Loonsy. You can have a debate without getting upset and angry.
I'm not upset.
I agree with you. I agree that he's in. It's there.
You can't get mad
at him saying
I'm
that.
I'm not getting mad.
Go on.
Vinicius as well.
Whoa. Who?
I'm Vinicius Senior.
What?
And Vinicius Senior.
That's what they used to call me, bro. That's the modern day name.
Is it Raul or Vinicius Senior?
No, school times was Black Raul. Yeah, but primary school.
You
don't
even left footed, are you?
But no, but primary school, they used to call me Briggsy, Black Giggs, yeah? And then.
Ah, Black Giggs, Briggs.
Yeah, and then it was Black Row. And then I'm Vinicius Senior. Now Vinicius Senior.
This is why we need more bold players, because we don't even know who the best player in the world is.
You need to learn to say bald.
Yeah. Are you saying bold again?
Wait, am I saying bold, Ron?
Yeah.
I say bold.
Are you saying bold? Like being a
bold means you ain't got hair.
Bold with the O.
Yeah.
I say both. Just
bald with the A.
Bro, I don't say bald. Do you say salt?
Yeah.
I say salt.
No, but bald's a different word.
Yeah, bald and bold.
Oh, shit. What do I say?
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
I don't know if I say salt or salt. 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 Salt.
When you say bold.
I say salt.
What are you saying? You're saying no hair, bold.
Yeah, bold.
That's a different word.
No, it's the same as salt.
No, because it's bold letters.
Bold letters, yeah.
Right, Dan, help me.
No, because now I'm really thinking, do I say salt? If I say pass with the salt.
You don't say salt.
What do you say?
I say salt. I need salt, man. Salt and vinegar.
Salt. Salt and vinegar.
But they're different altogether.
Salt. I say salt.
AL, man. The AL. The AL.
Pulse of salt.
Yeah, that's a different thing, because that's all the right, same sorry. Word, yeah.
But bold.
Right, we need more bold players.
Why do you love bold
yeah,
players?
Yeah, it's better, man.
Just real men.
I thought you meant bold.
So is any bold goalkeepers?
Like who? Like Yap Stam? Who you
Fabian
thinking?
Fabian Barthez, Yap
Stam. I think Pepe Reina's still about.
Yeah, he does, yeah. Coma. Cosmo. Coma.
I thought you said he's in a coma.
What about Vialli?
Ashley Young, Vialli. Varane.
RIP Vialli.
Rest up.
Rory, where would Chelsea be without Cole Palmer?
Mate, we're not far off, in my opinion, we're not far off being like totally reliant on him, which I don't know
him
how...
Him and Madueke.
What?
No, I think Cole Palmer's one of those players. It's such a rare quality. You know when, even when they're having a quiet game, they still completely influence the game. Like he's that kind of player.
And can I say, growing up, that's what we used to have.
Yeah, Mavericks.
Yeah, we had that.
Cole Palmer is a 1970s throwback Mavericks footballer. Yeah, bold. When, you know when you said bold players?
Yeah.
I thought you meant bold, like Cole Palmer.
Yeah,
yeah, like Stan Bold.
Take it on.
But even back to that little hating comment that I done earlier, yeah? Did you see when they compared him to Bergkamp, Zola? He goes, I'm too young to even give you an opinion on those. That's what you all should do.
He goes, he must be that's good. He's an icon. Do. Yeah.
He had no idea who Gianfranco Zola was, did he? He literally had no idea who Gianfranco Zola was.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally no idea. He's just looking at the player.
Should
like,
he know?
Yeah, no. I think he should know that.
No, he's a Manchester boy.
We were talking earlier like, about how...
He's a Manchester
boy. Hendrick knows who Bobby Charlton is.
Huh?
Hendrick knows who Bobby Charlton is.
If you ask Cole Palmer who Bobby Charlton is, he will say Chippy Chips. That's what Cole Palmer would say. I like Chippy Chips. I like the Chippy Chips.
Did you see he didn't know Bergkamp either? Like you think like Dennis Bergkamp scored some of the best goals that I've like ever
didn't
seen.
Play in Europe though, did he? Did
really? Didn't play in Europe. And those goals against Leicester and Newcastle.
Those goals against Leicester and Newcastle. The goal at Saint Etienne for Holland against
Yeah, is that what you're talking about,
but
mate?
But this is the difference in generations.
That's the one good team.
So when he talks about George and Ian Rush, I don't have an opinion on them.
Who is George?
Yeah, it's Ian's brother.
What, he had a professional footballer brother?
He played lower leagues.
You know what?
Leagues.
I don't know about that. My first.
No one else knows that.
What did you just say?
My first memory of Chelsea is Kerry Dixon.
Really? What year is that?
Big number nine.
Yeah, Kerry Dixon. Wow. They used to have Commodore on there.
Yeah, Kerry Dixon was a
Commodore.
Was he there then? Yeah. Commodore.
No, but I said that's
Kerry Dixon. Kerry Dixon was the Commodore time.
Kerry Dixon.
Amiga.
Yeah, Kerry Dixon was playing for Chelsea like 84, that kind of. Yeah.
So these are his years.
Stickers.
We've lost a younger audience.
But that's what I'm saying. So I missed Kerry Dixon and
that was their
Ian
legend.
And George. But I got Zola and Vialli and Wise.
But you heard of Kerry Dixon still.
Who is your first memory footballer then?
Mark Hughes.
Okay.
Mark Hughes, shout out.
But in a Chelsea shirt, not in a United shirt. 4-2, Liverpool, 2-0 down at half-time.
He came on at half-time, yeah.
Okay.
Big, big moment. My first moment where I knew I was...
Who's that black centre midfielder, number 8? Eddie Newton. Eddie Newton. Bad boy.
He won the Champions League with us.
Bad boy. Got his feet stuck in the mud.
Real good coach.
But
as well.
I'm saying that's the furthest our memories go back. Cole Palmer's a kid.
Yeah, man.
Nah, but he's also, not I never Zola. Witnessed the Cruyff goal, the volley and that. But I know it.
No, Van Basten.
Yeah.
Van Basten.
He didn't witness it, that's
Van
why.
Yeah. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I know of it.
Yeah.
Like the Van Basten goal, the Maradona goal.
Yeah.
So he should have seen the Bergkamp.
I don't see how you can't know Bergkamp.
I know about Garrincha.
Do you remember Ed De Gooey?
Ed De Hooy.
Whoa.
He was a bit bald. He was clinging on for grim death. Actually, we had quite a bull team then, Frank Leboeuf. Frank Leboeuf, Vialli,
Graham Lasso.
Lasso had hair though.
Frank Sinclair.
Oh yeah.
Frank Sinclair.
Sinclair was bald.
Dennis Wise. Yeah.
Andy Myers was bald.
Andy Myers.
Andy Myers.
Yeah. Gabriel was bald.
Who's Gabriel? Andy Myers had Roy Keane round the throat.
Arsenal one.
Oh yeah. Did he?
Apparently.
I'm just shooting from far now.
Is he related to Mike? Myers?
Mike Myers. Oh. Yeah, Austin Powers and the Chelsea full left back.
The horror one.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. You don't sound bad. Remember Marco Marin? Anyway.
We're pivoting now, by the way. Yeah. This is what's happening right now. Get ready. What do you lot think of Arsenal-Liverpool?
What? I thought it was kind of... Do you know what? Terrible. It was a decent match, but I just thought all the... I had a bet on, innit?
Of course.
And it was just annoyed me.
What was your bet?
It was like a bet builder. Yeah, like, so it was annoying. It was out the window from early anyway, yeah? Because Bruno, Newcastle's Bruno was meant to foul twice, but the second one, I've seen the ref do that. Like, and I've seen it, it's a blatant foul, but it's given advantage. I didn't get it, so my bet said, but Caicedo was fouled twice. But I needed a couple of big moments to happen in the Arsenal-Liverpool game, and Salah didn't hit the target more than twice.
Because Timber had him on the naughty step, that's why.
You don't need more than twice when you get it once, innit? You don't need it more than twice if you get it once.
Timber came off. He was shackled till Timber came off.
Bad result for Arsenal overall, though.
Do you think? 100%.
Bad result.
They're at home. What?
Bad result. Yeah, off the back of what happened at Bournemouth, off the, like, you needed a statement.
You're challenging for the league.
I think that's a bad result.
Like, you must be winning these.
Honestly, me as a Liverpool man, yesterday I was scared.
There's no Arsenal rep right now.
It's actually blissful, isn't it? But let's keep going, man. Let's keep going.
I was going into the second half. I was scared a bit. They played well first half. They done super. They came out second half. 65 minutes. Goalkeeper got booked for time wasting. I'm saying, is this the dark arts? They're either going to lose or draw.
You know what?
Anyone went off.
Arsenal,
by the way.
Think
anyone
they're good at dark arts, but they're not.
They're not. They're terrible.
Like, they're so stupid.
Stupid.
That
they
like,
injured themselves.
They're, like, they're not. And in the 90th minute, they concede again.
65 minutes. It's not your story. Wasting the time.
Hey, boys, let's use this time wisely. We ain't got no Arsenal at the table. Let's make sure we get our points clean out, right? So Arsenal's dark art skills, shocking.
Shocking.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Shocking.
What else does anyone want to say about Arsenal?
I think it's small club syndrome as well.
Yeah.
It's, you know, like just trying to kill
it's
the game.
It's imposter syndrome. They've got imposter syndrome.
There's half hour left minimum.
Do you know what they're massively lacking? Minimum. They don't have like you know, every great team, especially Arsenal teams of like years gone by. There's like a proper geezer in there, like somebody that's heavy.
No Vieira, I'm missing that.
Like Bored. Even like Declan Rice is supposed to be the gladiator there and he's not. Yeah, yeah. He's not that.
But do you know what? I know who tried to do it yesterday and he got it all wrong. Gabriel, yeah, that's where I'm getting a tussle and he hurt his knee.
Darwin's made a strong stuff. Darwin and Mo are made a strong stuff, bro. They made a strong stuff. He tried
Are you ready to admit it?
What?
Last week I told you about Robertson.
What about Robertson?
Ooh. He's done.
But he's Scottish. Listen, I'm a Liverpool fan. I'm not a Man United fan. I'm not an Arsenal fan. I don't publicly put down my players, honestly. Like, I don't do that.
So what are you going to do? Tell him. Like,
no, I keep it to myself. I talk to my Liverpool. I go in my Liverpool WhatsApp group and talk to my Liverpool fans. I don't let you tell me I told you my left back. Loons. I don't do that.
Loons, would it be fair to say that he's not playing with the confidence he's been playing over the
I heard he's got a groin strain. I just end it all the time. He's got a groin strain right now. So,
he's done. He's just
having
done.
Wifey dramas. He's having wifey dramas.
Bro, let's be honest. He was sprinting for years. You know, like, every time he got the ball, he was just sprinting.
He was up there.
I know where it is. I've noticed it from time. He don't like young black wingers. You know what I'm saying? He don't like them. He knows it's high tech. It's high. He had Nonny the week before, and he had Saka this week. He's like,
so who you lot got next week?
Bro, he needs Al Brighton. He needs to go running. He needs a Harvey Barnes.
You don't want Harvey Barnes.
He needs that.
You don't want Harvey Barnes.
He needs just a straight line. He needs a straight line. You don't want a man rolling it under his foot and step on over it. But, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I had a friend like that, Chris Heron. I got him released from QPR.
What do you mean you got him released?
So I ended up, I was playing, so I was at Leighton Orient. Remember, I told you I was in the first team. They brought me down back to the youth team, right?
You got kicked out from the first team to the youth team.
Hold on, have you told this story before?
No, I've never told this story.
What did you do?
I didn't do nothing. It just, I don't know. I think there wasn't the first team game that week, so I said, can I go and play for the youth team? So they already had their back four.
You said you wanted to be a drop. You needed minutes.
One sec. So I said, the only place you can get in, they put me right wing. Well, playing right wing, that means I played against my best friend, Chris Herron, who was playing at left back. Anyway, I ended up scoring 2 goals, nutmeg him, and he got released.
You ruined your best friend's life?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
What's he doing now? What's he up to now?
Oh, now he does recruitment. He does recruitment. No, he's good at it. He's good at it. He travels.
He's good at it.
I'm telling you, you see the young black winger is a nightmare, bro.
But boys, getting back to the United-Chelsea game, I want to go around the table and get some score predictions. Starting from my left to my right. That's my right.
I'm on your right.
Hey, Diego,
starting with me, yeah?
Diego,
all right, let's get to save you, yeah? Starting with me.
No, but that's not fair. You're dyslexic, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm dyslexic.
So we don't...
I'm good with letters.
Yeah.
I'm good with letters.
Dyslexic with directions.
I'm good with letters.
Touche.
But I'm dyslexic. I play Scrabble.
Oh, he's mad.
That caught up on me quick, boy. Yeah? The receipts was quick. There was hair. That's why. Quick receipts.
I think high scoring game. But I'm gonna go 3-2 Chelsea. I think Jackson and Cole Palmer.
3-2 Chelsea, Jackson, Cole Palmer, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So one of them get a brace.
Mm-hmm.
I think we go there and dominate, play like the home team. 3-1 minimum.
Jesus.
I might go there in a Chelsea top. I'm being deadly serious.
You might find some bottle hitting the back of your head.
Who, me? I fancy myself from against 80,000 of you lot, man. I just don't think you lot are up to anything.
Prawn sandwiches.
Nothing.
Sandwich. I see a Liverpool fan go outside the United ground and just trolling them and nothing happened to him.
That happened everywhere, though.
Hmm?
Could happen everywhere.
I'm just talking about that one at your ground.
You see the Sparta fan in the Rooney shirt giving it to the City fans. Like, yeah, it just happens everywhere.
My prediction, it would be, I think this droid, I think always when a new manager comes in, they galvanise. So I don't think they'll win, because I think Palmer's going to turn up for Chelsea, but I think it'll be a high scoring draw game. So I think it's going to be 6-6.
But he's dyslexic with numbers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But really, that might be 2-1.
I really meant 2.
Yeah.
I really meant 2.
Do you remember Ranieri's first game was a 3-3?
3-3, yeah, yeah. That's when Hasselbank scored
that. 3-3 draw.
The Dane. Good
Johnson.
No.
He's not even Danish.
Oh, no, he's not even Danish. No.
Oh, winger. Oh. Gronka.
Yeah, I think he might got a brace.
4-1 United.
4-1 United. Who's scoring?
4-1 United.
Garnacho, hat-trick, and Rashford, penalty.
I think, by the way, Ahmad plays your next game. So I don't even think Rashford or one of them won't be playing.
No, they'll both play.
No.
No, he's right though. Ahmad might start.
Ahmad will start. But yeah.
So wait, hold on. Do you think Bruno 20. Wins the pen and then gives the pen to Rashford for confidence?
I think Rashford wins the pen and he takes it for confidence.
From Bruno.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember we let Anthony do that.
We let Rashford do that.
We let Anthony do that, man. Why are we letting him score?
Well, you hate Anthony like that?
Oh, I don't.
I don't think Anthony gets into SC Dons, and I love SC Dons. I swear down. Nathan Palmer's way better than him. Like, think about it. Lefty, all of them.
And just ending with Roars, your prediction.
Well, I never get mine, you know.
What?
Oh. But you've been taking a piss out of him being dyslexic. He said he was dyslexic.
Can I say something, though? That could be edited out, and I could look like, Ad, what's your one, mate? But they're not going to do that. They're going to keep that in. Yeah? They're not going to do it. But just in case they're feeling nice.
Yeah, go on.
Ad, can we get yours?
Yeah. Man United are going to win 3-2. And then we're going to lose our next game.
And last, but certainly not least,
I think
Dorothy in the red shoes.
High scoring, we can't really keep a clean sheet. I'm going 4-2 Chelsea.
Hey, Ross, can you put your foot up so people can see that joke? I've done a Dorothy joke, Wizard of Oz.
But Reebok Classic.
Yeah, no, bad boy, bad boy.
Is it a red Reebok Classic?
It's the redness, Dorothy, quality.
I don't know if I get up there.
It's Reebok Classic.
Hey, okay, there you go.
How long we got? Because I want to talk about Deeney quickly.
What about it?
What's Deeney done?
He's gone viral.
What for?
What's he done?
Because he done stop when you get the striker better than you, and they're very mad at him because he didn't stop.
Also, he was mad. He was mad that they never started saying Suarez and that because they started going Timu Puki anyway.
Wait, sorry. What did he? What did he say?
He's had a nightmare today. We've been talking about this. He's had a nightmare.
I think Deeney was better than Peter Crouch.
He thinks Deeney.
What?
Was, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, Adam. Adam, no.
Thank you.
No?
Thank you.
I need to hear you explain your workings.
Thank I just
you.
Think he's a better player.
See, it's hard to argue with that. Oh. You, see that? You know that one of them just says, I just think he's a better player.
What, like, loons. Again, you're an old school guy, right?
Crouch, high tech.
Look how angry he's got. Listen, yeah, you're an old school guy, right?
You look like you're gonna
Why sneeze. Is he not allowed to have an opinion on a player? Why do you think he's any different?
I don't.
Why are you getting so mad?
I'm not, my opinion's different to his.
Look at his eyes, he's still squinting at me. He's still mad. Furious. He's still frying.
You see, that era, if you touch any of them ones, he hates it. Matt Letizia.
Don't.
Yeah,
no, see, you are right. You are right. I hate the way people talk about Letizia. I think Paul Merson gets it in the neck as well. People don't appreciate
Merson the brilliant. Merson was quality.
Brilliant.
Marcel done him dirty, took the 10 off him, gave him number 9, bro. Hey. The season started, Merson had 9 on. I was like,
this is the. Oh, by the way, I just want to say this is the oldest table Filthy's ever had.
Is it?
Average ages.
Average ages.
High right now.
Yeah, man.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, trust me.
Jordy's bringing it down, but he's the worst player. Like, imagine that. The youngest player is the worst player.
But Deeney is Deeney's just. He's a.
Do you want to know the players he said he was better than?
Go on.
Pookie.
He's not better than Pookie, by the way.
What? Yes, he is.
No, he's
yes,
not.
Yes, he is.
That, wait, if you think that's the bad one, you ain't gonna. You wait till you hear
Adebayo.
What comes next.
Adebayo.
What? What?
Michu.
Yeah, he's better than Michu.
No.
Michu had a one-hit wonder, mate. One-hit wonder.
That season when Swansea won the League Cup, they knocked us out. Remember when Hazard kicked the ball, boy?
Yeah, yeah.
They knocked us out of the semi-final. Yeah.
Michu was class.
Yeah, he was class.
But the one thing about Deeney's not class. He's just a
good player. You know,
like, but that's class.
He's like Antonio. Like, not no, class. No, sorry, broski.
No.
But as in, like, you know,
better than Antonio.
He's just a hard night's work.
What? He's better than Antonio?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
I don't think he is.
He is.
I don't think he is.
Michael Antonio is like an established Premier League centre forward.
He's established? What?
Oh,
he is.
He got the number 9 like 2 seasons ago.
No, but he's working.
He had a utility number. He had a utility number. I seen him left back, right back.
He can
back,
play anywhere. That's how good he is. That's the play. We're not saying is he the better number 9. We're saying as a player, a geezer that could play right back and get player of the season, centre mid player of the season, now go striker.
His first touch is awful.
Bro, shut up, Steve.
Antonio's class. And you actually know.
Yeah.
So what would you say? Would you say Deeney or Antonio?
Both top of their game.
So far apart like that. You got to work that out and control that, yeah? Your watts, man. Honestly. It makes it seem so far. It does my head in, yeah? Like, it's not that far, but...
you need to work yours out when I told you that I was like...
What? Excuse me?
You seem like you got what I got.
Bro, what was that? 140 BPM? What the hell was that, bro?
It sounded like the scat man.
The two that were huge, though, that Deeney said... Adebayor is nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's not better than Adebayor, man.
And Peter Crouch, in my opinion, is nuts.
He stopped at Crouch, though, to his credit.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I'm sure he said, he begrudgingly, but he did.
Okay.
Was Crouch overrated, by the way, just because he was really
tall? Underrated. Everyone's telling me he's terrible.
No, he was quality.
I think he overrated him.
Everyone's overrated.
Go watch that.
Yeah, he can't be in front of the cup.
Got a hat trick against Jamaica as well.
Yeah, no, Trinidad.
Against Trinidad.
Trinidad,
when he pulled. No,
it was a friendly at Old Trafford against Jamaica.
He had feet as good as Berbatov, mate. Adam, he had feet as good as Berbatov, mate.
Get the f*** out of here, man. Come, bro. What happened to you on that bus, bro?
Yeah, man. Hit his head, boy.
I was, yeah. Yeah. He had a touch as good as Berbatov, man.
No, can I say, mate, listen. I grew up, so I'm going to be sharing my age a bit here. People are going to believe I'm 33, but... So I grew up with... Crouchy, yeah. Obviously, come through the Tottenham. When he went QPR, I was at the QPR when he was in the first team there. Touch was incredible. You know, I'll be honest with you, I ain't got a story. I just want to tell people I played football.
I was like, comment and subscribe, guys, man, please.
Another story.
Because my boy's getting tired. Thank you to the club.
Thank you to the club.
Incredible.
Thank you for having us.
Don't leave it so long next time.
What?
Oh, let's just stop.
You did
that.
Let's just stop.
Comment, subscribe, all
let's
that.
I said that, don't worry, let's go.
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.